Happy Father's Day. We've got you covered with some Steel City gifts for Dad, plus garden parties and more to cover the rest of your weekend. That's all ahead on this week's episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club. Hello, welcome to Social Club for the weekend of June 17th. I am Sarah Kovashi, digital editor here at WESA. With me is our morning edition host and Norse mythology expert.
Rub it in,
Sarah. Josh Rollerson. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut. I'm not going to deliver any pompous lectures this week. So please hold me to that.
It wasn't pompous. We learned a lot.
It was a little pompous.
I was interested to hear it.
Thanks, Sarah. You're very kind.
And of course, we have.
Rachel's completely silent.
It was okay.
It's like,
We have Rachel Carlson of Yelp Pittsburgh.
Hello.
Hi.
I don't have any history lessons to tell you, but I can tell you about things going on and places to eat.
Yes, you're our food and social life expert.
Yeah.
Ostensibly why we're here.
Aw.
So that works out nicely.
Well, I think it's a good balance of the frivolous and the
BS and
the noteworthy things to educate yourself
which is,
with.
Which is yeah. which?
I think
that's
most
true.
Noteworthy is food.
Mm.
Yeah.
For me.
Yeah. Well, food is delicious. And it is Father's Day, so you got to start thinking Fine. About what
ties you want to buy.
Did you know that Odin is the father of the gods? I'm just kidding.
Oh, gosh.
Here we go again.
What? Josh, your father.
It's
yeah,
true.
What are you planning on doing?
What am I planning? I don't know. Probably I'll get woken up with some, like, really ill-prepared breakfast.
Aww.
Based on past experience. I didn't get a Father's Day present last year, but like 2 years ago I got a plastic dinosaur figurine for some reason.
Cool.
That's
which
cool.
I treasure. It's very cool.
Yeah.
Do you have an affinity for dinosaurs?
Not in particular.
Oh, yeah,
I'm not sure where that
do.
Came up. That,
Your
yeah,
daughters
yeah, yeah.
really like dinosaurs.
They don't even really like dinosaurs. I don't know what happened. I think it was an impulse thing.
From your daughter who's looked into becoming a veterinarian?
It was from both of them.
I was going to say, I remember her interests, where her interests lie.
Yeah. Well, come to think of it, they do get pretty geeked out about the, you know, the Carnegie Museums.
Yeah.
We like to check
out.
I
know your daughter is better than you do, Josh. Jeez.
Yeah. Oh. And I know that you sneak JoJo's when no one's looking.
Yeah.
You guys know everything about my family situation. So
I know.
Making me a little anxious.
Well, no, it's okay.
If
we
you
do
ever
not
see
look in your windows.
Two people yeah, outside your house at night, it's not us. It's someone else.
Well, regardless, you should at least get to have a little bit of relaxation for the day. Or
thank
maybe
you.
A yeah. good
See,
adult
Rachel
beverage.
Gets it.
You know what else you can do to relax? Go to the pool. Because the pool's opened this week. The
See,
city pool.
See, only someone that doesn't have kids would think that that's relaxing.
Oh, okay. Fair enough.
Sorry. I appreciate the sentiment, but you're wrong.
Oh, well, I'm
but
excited.
Don't you get them all riled up and then they're super tired when they come back and they go to bed early?
Well, yeah. You know, that definitely has its uses. In okay. fact, you know, today their grandmother's in town. So I think probably as we speak, they're in the pool with grandma. So
Ooh,
they should
fine.
Be good and tuckered
yeah,
out
okay.
when I get home. So
yeah.
let grandma take on the stress of corralling
yeah.
them at the pool.
That's what they're for.
There's a lot of different activities that you can do to tire them out and then get them ready to go to bed early.
Do you want to tell us about some of those activities?
Like manual labor?
Because they can't go to 21 plus night.
No, What's no out? 21 plus night this week. But we do have the next 3 days, which is part of the Urban Redevelopment Authority, which works with different neighborhoods that maybe need a little love in terms of, hey, this neighborhood's awesome. Here's what's going on. And I think that I have a special place in my heart for Mount Washington because I mm-hmm. lived there for 8 years. Sarah is a part-time resident
yeah.
of Mount Washington on Kathleen Street. Holla out to Kathleen because I used to live on Kathleen as well.
Holla.
And Allentown as well. So they're grouping both together. So a lot of people, whenever you say Allentown, think you're talking about Allentown, Pennsylvania. I've had a lot of blank stares of Pittsburghers, people that live in yeah. Pittsburgh, and yeah. you say Allentown, and they get so confused. So Allentown is actually right behind Mount Washington. It's on Warrington Avenue is the main street. Mm-hmm.
Alla Familia is down there.
Oh, gosh. Alla Familia is, and I was just talking to the owners the other day, and they really, they spoke to how they're glad that they stayed in Allentown and they're so excited about everything going on because there's a lot of different local businesses. Yeah. Businesses. I'm getting so excited. I'm like getting so worked up. A lot of local businesses that have moved in as of late, like Black Forge Coffee.
Sweet Peaches. Which I think is mostly catering, but
they're open breakfast for and lunch. Breakfast and lunch. And also there's going to be a co-working space as well as a artist kind of place that you can go and do your art. I know I'm not saying that right.
But. And Spool. Spool is another thing. It's called Spool.
Yes.
Yeah. Which is like a really cool, basically fabric shop, and they teach sewing classes there, and it's really cute.
Wow.
It's like, it looks like an Instagrammer's dream in there. It's highly adorable.
Ooh. Well, so the weekend, it's the whole weekend, Friday through Sunday. And the weekend kicks off with a block party in Allentown. So you'll be able to peruse the area. There's going to be different artwork, a little history too, Josh, of the neighborhood. And you'll be able to taste some local cuisine. On Saturday, they're going to be doing pedicab tours of Allentown and Mount Washington. And
ooh, I feel bad for that pedicab.
Make them work
driver.
For that.
I know. Yeah. I was thinking that.
They're not going to have granny gear on that thing.
They have to go up Beltover from Warrington. That's going to be
a hot weekend. Be well hydrated, pedicab drivers, because it's going to be a hot weekend.
Do your squats ahead of time.
Yes. But Grandview Park. So, again, you know, the more I'm talking about this, the more I think everyone should go because I don't think people realize Grandview Park.
It's a grand view up there.
It's beautiful. It is a grand view. It's another view of Pittsburgh. So everyone is used to Grandview Avenue. A lot of people are used to the East End overlook, but I don't think a lot of people see the Grandview Park view. And it's really cool. They actually have a movie theater, not a movie theater, but
amphitheater.
A movie screen. Yeah. Where they're going to be showing The Land Before Time on Sunday. But they will be having different events at Grandview Park, including the Steel City Grazers. Josh.
The goats.
Oh, right. Okay, the goats.
Do you know what this is?
I'm with you. Yeah, they're like their landscaping. Goats landscaping for hire.
Yeah.
So this is so exciting. They're going to be doing a contest to name their newest goat.
I love that. What would you name the goat?
Oh my gosh, this is like putting me on the spot. What would I name the goat?
I would name it Sarah Kovash. I would want it to be named after me.
Okay.
Yeah, that's smart personal branding.
Yeah.
And you'd have like self-absorbed
little ads on the side that have your picture when they graze.
I don't know what I'm promoting, just me.
Ooh, you know what I call mine? Blaze. Like graze, but Blaze.
Blaze
that's
the grazer.
That's a stripper name.
Oh, no.
Blaze?
Blaze is like a race car driver name, I feel like.
Really?
Okay.
I don't really follow NASCAR, but I'd be surprised.
Josh, what's your name?
What's my what? My
your
goat,
goat
name?
Name?
I don't know. I've been trying to think of something and I got nothing. Drawing a blank.
Okay, so back to next 3 days. So they will also be having a cooking competition with our favorite guy other than Josh, Rick Seaback, who will be judging. And on Sunday, like I said, they'll be doing The Land Before Time as well as yoga in the park. So head up there Friday through Sunday and check out all the great things going on.
I didn't know there was so much great stuff happening in Allentown. I think the last time I was there was like right when I moved here and was looking at apartments and didn't know anything about anything. And my wife and I were somewhere in Allentown waiting for somebody to show us an apartment. We're standing on the corner and this dude rolls up on a Harley. Mm-hmm. And he's like a Harley looking, not like, you know, I'm a dentist and I ride a Harley on the weekend, but like a classic biker kind of guy.
Yeah.
And he goes, "You guys know where you are?" And I'm like, this is how like a lot of stories with bad endings start. But I thought maybe this is the guy we're meeting.
Well, I'm going to make you know where you are.
Right. So, and it was like kind of. Yeah, I guess we're supposed to be looking at an apartment. And he goes, "You don't want to get an apartment here. This is not, you look like a nice couple. Do you have kids?" I'm like, "Yeah, you should look somewhere else."
Whoa.
Which surprised me because it looked okay. But then this was some years ago too, so it sounds like some things have been
changing. It has a reputation as kind of a rough neighborhood, but I think they're doing a lot to kind of revitalize it. And a lot of the businesses that we just mentioned, aside from Olive Familia, I think have really sprung up in the last like year.
Yes.
So there's been a lot of changes in a very short period of time too.
And what I have noticed as well is that it really has a lot to do with the community development group, and I think that they're on point.
So also on Friday is the Urban Garden Party, which is at the Mattress Factory. If you do not know what the Mattress Factory is, it is not a factory of mattresses you lay on, but a really cool art museum that has really freaky stuff. But it's absolutely the quirkiest place other than Randyland. Amer Peduto is going to be there to turn on the switch to their newest display, which is a light display. Sorry that I don't have the technical name of the actual art exhibit, but pretty much what it is a huge laser beam light that you see from Mount Washington at the Mattress Factory.
That sounds awesome.
So they're going to
be turning. So you could see it like Saturday night at next 3 days.
Yeah, from Grandview Park, I bet. So the Urban Garden Party is $90, but I know a lot of people balk at the $90. There's going to be 40 different restaurants there, also open bar, and
I feel like that includes all your alcohol. That's not too terrible.
No, it is not.
Considering how heavy a drink you are.
Well, and obviously it goes to a really great cause, and it's a really fun party. It's Light Up the Night is the theme, so sequins, neon. If you want to do
your best
LED,
laser,
yeah, your best outfit. Lasers, your best lightsaber, whatever you have, bring it because it's going to be a fun party.
Would you say these are frickin' laser beams?
Frickin' laser beams.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Okay. Yes.
Continue.
Wait, what's that from again?
Austin Powers.
Oh, okay. 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 Okay.
You're fired.
I'm sorry.
Clean out your desk.
Get out.
I knew I recognized it. I couldn't place it though.
Well, all right. This is a good time. Well, I do want to mention, I'm skipping ahead, but Sunday they also do a community garden party at the Mattress Factory, and this is all ages. So obviously the other urban garden party is a little bit of drinking, and the community garden party is from 1 to 6, and it is a great place to bring dad and the kids, I think, because you get some crafting in, you get to see the museum.
No open bodies of water to fall into.
No, but then you wear the kids out probably with all the cool things going on.
Hey, not to like derail the train again, but this is something I've been wondering. I need a ruling from you guys.
Okay.
So everybody knows on Father's Day, you're supposed to like send your dad a card and a present and call him or something. You do Father's Day things, right? I believe that once you have your own children and become a father, you should not have to, you're no longer subject to that responsibility.
So, like, you don't have to acknowledge your dad on Father's Day?
Well, I mean, I do because I love my dad and stuff, but I feel like the mandatory nature of it should change. What do you think?
No.
Yeah, I feel like he's still your dad.
Okay. I accept this.
Apparently, Josh has not gotten a gift or a card for his father yet. So.
Poor Mr. Rollerson. Senior. You know what, though? I feel like being on the opposite side of the country as my dad, I have struggled with how much do I do? Do I just call? Do I send a card? Because I'm notoriously bad for like, oh, your birthday's tomorrow. I'm going to send a card next week and be like, sorry. So I actually have like missed a couple birthdays and like Father's Day. And so I feel like there's just going to be a big care package coming one day out of nowhere.
I rely way too much on like Amazon Prime overnight.
Yeah, seriously.
Well, can I tell you some local options? I just want to butt in for a second.
Please
I know
do.
We're derailing, but I do want to mention that a lot of places will ship locally. So say you have a Pittsburgh dad that is from the area but doesn't live here, or maybe you just want to share a little bit of our heritage. We do have the Pittsburgh Dad candles, which are for sale that you can send to people. Just Google Pittsburgh Dad candles and it'll come up. And we also have baskets of Pittsburgh, which are different baskets of flair from Pittsburgh, like Clark Bars and a lot of goodies from the area, as well as Pittsburgh Popcorn Company ships too. So ships anywhere. Eaton Park cookies, and you can custom make Eaton Park cookies, which is the best ever. Also, Permanis still, I believe, is doing the $100, which is kind of steep, but if you really want to get a Pittsburgh dad gift for someone, 4 sandwiches are sent to whoever you want, and you can heat up the fries and the meats. And
I was going to say, like, the fries are kind of a problem just on the 10-foot trip from the kitchen to the table at Permanti's. They're already soggy before you touch them. How are you going to ship those across the country?
I feel like they're, well, I don't know. I mean, I don't like a soggy fry, but I feel like on a sandwich where you're just smashing everything together, it's okay.
Back to the events. We also have Freaky Flea, which is on Saturday at Kativo. It's pretty much what you think it is. It is quirky gifts, which maybe you could find something for Dad. That will be happening on Saturday from 4 to 8 p.m. We also have Brew and Chew, which is a great thing to bring Dad to because it is beer and food in Monroeville. So before you people that do not cross bridges or go through tunnels sigh and complain, they're doing shuttles.
I'm one of them.
Well, they're doing shuttles from Station Square to the Monroeville Convention Center. Oh, so you can take the tea and hop on a shuttle. Very convenient.
Yeah,
and
that's great.
There will be tons of different vendors there. It's only $50. They're having two sessions between 1 and 4 and 6 and 9. And they're going to have a lot of different things going on this year that are new in terms of a beer garden, a beer float bar, which is very intriguing.
Ooh, I've had a beer float before at one of your parties. It was excellent.
Wow. Oh, and that brings up a good point. So I also want to toot my own horn with an announcement, a big one. I am hosting a party on June 23rd, so you have over a week to RSVP. The magic word is it is completely free to RSVP.
As in $0?
$0 until you hit the door where you will be compelled to donate $10 to $20, because $20 gets you a really cool gift bag.
Ooh.
100% of the proceeds go to the Soldiers and Sailors Memorial Hall and Museum in Oakland. That's where the party will be held. It is from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to have a swing band there. I'm going to have swing dancers, burlesque.
That sounds super fun.
A retro pinup, makeover station, photo booths, and 30-plus food and drink vendors from local places that you love. So all you have to do is head to yelp.com/events. It is completely free to RSVP, and I hope to see every single listener to the podcast there.
Mom, Dad, hope to see you there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you'll have 7 or 8 people then at least, right?
That's okay.
We appreciate you guys.
I appreciate you. So happy Father's Day to all the dads out there. Happy Father's Day, Josh.
Thank you.
Happy Father's Day to Jim Kovash, even though he doesn't listen.
Happy Father's Day to John Contrusi up in Erie.
Shout out to Tom Rollerson in Savannah, Georgia.
Aww. Well, on that note, let's go look for some mediocre breakfast in bed.
Okay. Bye.
So
bye.
Problems with police prosecutors and courts dominate the news, and people are asking, is our criminal justice system broken? Maybe, but lucky for us, it's broken in some pretty interesting ways. I'm University of Pittsburgh Law Professor David Harris, host of the Criminal Injustice Podcast. I'll talk with the people who know the system best and hear their best ideas for fixing it. Find Criminal Injustice in iTunes or at WESA.FM.
Pittsburgh.
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 Pittsburgh's NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.